The first lesson is Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from the 10th chapter of Acts, beginning with the 44th verse. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard him speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. Word of God, word of life. Please rise for the gospel lesson.
The Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. So in previous years, I have chosen scripture specifically for the confirmation students and changed the assigned text for the day. But this year, I read the assigned texts for the day and I thought, well, those are perfect. So we're going to use those. Because as you'll hear in just a moment, when you hear the faith statements that these three have written, the themes that occur that they wrote about their own faith journey show up in the scripture that we read today. You'll hear about the importance of music, which we heard in our psalm reading. Music as an expression of faith and a way to praise God. And you'll also hear about the importance of including and welcoming and loving everyone. The radical inclusivity of God's love that all are welcome, which we heard about in Acts. When the Holy Spirit was sent even to the Gentiles, holy crud, no one was expecting that. And God's love was shown to be so much bigger than the disciples and the followers of Jesus had before realized. You will hear that theme in their statements as well. And then in our gospel, we hear about community and friendship and that importance of the faith community that supports one another, the friendships that we make here, and the ways that we love one another as God has loved us, as such an important part of expressing our faith and also nurturing our faith. And that also reminds us, because Jesus was talking to his disciples before they were going to go through some really difficult things, and this message to abide in his love was a reminder that he would help get them through the difficult things that lay ahead. His love would help carry them through. And you will hear that reflected in their faith statements as well. So the Holy Spirit is at work picking texts that were just perfect for our youth. And so now I invite you to listen to those themes in their words. And I'll invite Blythe to come up first. Make sure we get the mic in the right spot.
I have had many memorable times in confirmation that have shaped my faith journey, including many different events that I have attended during my confirmation years. Some of these have been lock-ins at Carol Jo Halling, church camps and confirmation trips, and many other events at church. The summer confirmation trips have shaped my journey the most because they have shown me that the smallest things can mean the most to someone else. One place I saw this was on our trip to Minnesota, where we helped furnish a refugee's apartment. It was just a fun project to me, but to the refugees, it would be their new home. Before furnishing the apartment, we went to a refugee center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We were able to learn more about what they do for refugees and how others can help them. Before furnishing and building, we were able to help pick out some of the small things that would be added to the apartment. This meant a lot to me because I was able to pick out some things that would help someone else. This helped my faith in God grow because it taught me that that things that are small for you can mean so much to another person. There have also been many people who have helped me through my faith journey, including my pastors, present and in the past, my friends in confirmation, my soccer coaches, and my youth leaders. Piper is a big part of my faith journey because she has made my 3 confirmation years enjoyable. She is always by my side whenever and wherever. Piper has also helped me by encouraging me to do new things in church, such as joining bells in the middle school, high school choir. When I moved houses and schools, she was the first person I met and became friends with. It made it 10 times better when I realized we went to the same church. Piper has helped me by just showing up most of the time, and having her there makes each Wednesday more to look forward to spending with my friends. My soccer coach has also been one of my biggest influences during my faith journey. This is because my coach would tell us stories before our games on Sundays, and how he has seen God at work, and how God is always there even though you can't see him. This has helped me because it showed me that there are so many different ways to see God at work, and it doesn't have to be in church. Other people who have helped me through my faith journey are my pastors and youth leaders. Pastor Jim and Pastor Heather have helped me learn and grow through my years here. Pastor Jim was very supportive when our dog passed. He sent flowers and dog stuffed animals to our house to help cheer us up. Pastor Heather has helped me learn and grow, teaching me things that I didn't know before. She has also encouraged me to answer more questions by bringing us candy, which taught me to speak up more. Kelsey has always been there whenever I've needed her. She's looked after me and all the other kids here. Kelsey and Pastor Heather have made these confirmation years enjoyable because of the trips and fun events we have been able to go to. My view in God has changed since I started confirmation and since I've been at this church. Before, I didn't really think much about God and what he has done. But now I see all of the amazing and everyday things that God has done. Each story can be different, but They all show how God is able to see the best in everyone and love them no matter what, forever. I plan on continuing my faith journey by attending worship and youth group regularly. This is important to me because the friendships I've made are meaningful and I want them to continue. Thank you to everyone in this church for your support of us and our faith journeys.
I did not know it was Piper's birthday, so happy birthday. Okay, come on up. Let's get your microphone. Looks like a little lower. And you're gonna do great. Just breathe.
Hi everyone, my name is Piper, and I've been regularly attending Holy Cross for about 3 years now. My faith journey began with music. I would come on Wednesdays and play in the bell choir with my cousin Tyler. Spreading God's word through music has become a big part of my faith journey. Music is a huge part of my life on a daily basis, whether I'm at school, at dance, or at church. Through music, I feel closer to God. My first day at confirmation, I was very scared. I didn't know a single person, and truthfully, I had never opened a Bible in my entire life. When I first walked into the confirmation room, I recognized a girl from school. Little did I know, 3 years later, we would be inseparable. I truly believe that God brought Blythe and me closer together, and we have been best friends ever since. In the last 3 years, I have listened and learned more and more and begun to understand the true meaning of God. I found that no matter what, God loves you. God doesn't care about your race, your gender, your religion. Since I joined confirmation, I have become a better person. I have tried to give kindness to everyone I come into contact with and to stay away from the drama of middle school. I have tried my best to spread and follow the word of God by my actions. Most helpful have been mission trips through our church. In Minnesota this last summer, we set up an apartment for refugees, and we learned about the difficult challenges that refugees face. This experience was life-changing for me, and it filled me with hope and happiness, knowing that I could bring security and love to others because we are all children of God. A very personal situation that helped my faith grow is when my grandpa died about a year ago. After his death, I was having a lot of doubts. I didn't understand why God would want me to go through that. Then I remembered that I am not the only child of God. My grandpa is also a child of God. And now he is in heaven and at peace. It took me a while, but soon I realized through all those hard months, God was by my side the whole time. Another challenge I faced is being in the competitive dance world. I've been dancing since I was 7 years old, and you are constantly being judged, whether you're at the studio, on stage, or walking through the halls of a competition. I've constantly been told that I'm not good enough, or you should try a different sport, or Piper, it's not that hard, just do it. Even though those comments hurt my feelings, I know that I always have God on my side, telling me that he believes in me. I learned that here, and I carry it with me. All the challenges of life and dance, and the challenges of middle school feel unimportant when I am reminded of God's love for all people. That's what this place does for me. Holy Cross is an amazing place full of music, happiness, and people who love and accept each other as they are. Not all churches are like that. The fact that here all are welcome is my favorite part of this church and an important part of my faith. Every time I come here, I hear three simple but extremely important words: all are welcome. Even my dad, who feels uncomfortable in every situation. There are a lot of people who have helped me on my faith journey, my parents who take me to church, all my confirmation friends who help make church fun and make me feel welcome here, and Miss Kelsey, Miss Kelly, and Pastor Heather, or as my dad calls her, PhG, and all the ways they have helped and supported me. And I can't forget Miss Becky and Jerry, who said if I didn't give them a shout out in this speech, they would walk out.
Yes.
But seriously, this church would not be the same without Miss Becky's amazing music. And Jerry is over there. Thank you so much for being my church family.
My faith journey has been a bit of a roller coaster. Before starting confirmation, I didn't want to come to church and pretty much question everything about God and religion. Then with my sports schedule this final year of confirmation, I wasn't able to attend classes on Wednesday nights. During the up and downs, my parents have really helped me grow in my faith. They took the time to do at-home confirmation lessons with me when I had conflicts with my schedule. They've also done the little things like remind me on Christmas that it isn't about presents and Santa, but to remember it's Jesus' birthday. Confirmation has helped me to understand a lot more about God and how he's always there for us and loving us even when we can't see him. Even with my doubts, I know God loves me and his love is shared by everyone else, which has made me feel his presence. Kelsey and Pastor Heather have helped me in my faith journey by teaching me about Jesus for the last 3 years. In the future, I'd like to continue my faith by going to youth group and doing volunteer work. I also will do more of what God calls me to do and make the world a better place by forgiving others and praying for people going through rough times. I plan to go to church as much as I can through my life from the rest of my teenage years to my adulthood.